us any understanding of greenhouse gases and their relationship to carbon and our emissions and our energy use, we were doing energy shared savings or energy performance contracts. You needed to rough out the numbers to know if you had something to go on. And a rule of thumb was, you know, if you got 30% energy reductions in a building, that was pretty good. That was fairly aggressive. You were doing well if you were getting that on a consistent basis. And you probably needed at least a 7-year payback for a portfolio of measures to get there. Sometimes you can do a little better. We have some evidence of retro-commissioning or enhanced building operation examples where people got 20, 25, even 30% savings just from operational measures, so, you know, incredible successes, but that's hard to replicate on a day-in, day-out basis. So really, we look at some kind of payback, maybe it's 6, maybe it's 8 years, but over a big population, reasonable number. We can debate these numbers. But if you take an annual energy expense, and it's been about $8 billion, it's probably, with the price of oil and electricity going up, $10 billion is a good number. It's also easier to work with in your head.